Mr. Baldwin strode over to his desk and bent down and picked up a small box that he had underneath. He placed the brown carton on the desk and began to lift the lid, which had several small holes in it. Several of the girls gasped in anticipation of what was coming. Although there were a couple of girls who seemed to enjoy the subject, a few of them had made it very clear they weren't too happy talking about spiders, and much less interested in seeing photographs of the creepy little arachnids, while all of the boys seemed to be excited about the fanged, eight-legged creatures. As soon as the lid came off, Harold felt a strange sensation. He turned to the back of the room and noticed that Kevin had his head buried in his textbook. The kaleidoscope of colors that Harold had experienced earlier that morning appeared again, and once again, the sensation disappeared as quickly as it came. He was about to turn back towards the front of the class and follow the other students that had left their seats and gathered by Mr. Baldwin's desk when something else happened. He suddenly knew why Kevin was buried in his textbook. He was scared of what was in the box. Harold could actually see that Kevin was terrified of spiders. After a few minutes, Mr. Baldwin was able to persuade everyone to go back to their seats. A few of the girls had even been brave enough to touch the hairy tarantula, and the giggles continued for a few more minutes. The spider was such a hit that Mr. Baldwin promised he would cut class a few minutes early so everyone could get another chance to see and touch it again. The next half hour went by quickly for Harold. He just couldn't keep his mind on the lesson and was glad that Mr. Baldwin hadn't called on him to answer any questions. He was thinking of what he had seen and what he was going to do now that he knew Kevin's secret.